Home care, what's
Call
your
from
name?
Philly Radio Campaign.
Home care, this is Shane Doe. How can I help you?
Hello, can you send me some information about Family First? I want to get plugged in.
What do you want to get?
Some information. How do I get plugged in?
Do you want service? You want a caregiver for yourself or for a family member?
For myself.
Okay, sure. So, are you on Medicaid?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever apply for home care? Or this is the first time.
No, that's the first time.
Okay, sure. Can I have your Medicaid ID?
It's in my wallet. I'm driving right now.
Okay. I could check with your date of birth, social, or name, whatever information you do have.
7764. My social is 151.
Okay, can you wait a minute? Because I'm still logging into the Medicaid portal. Give me just a minute. And do you have also a family member that would be the caregiver, or do you want our help finding
the
caregiver?
Yes, I have a family member.
Oh, you do have. That's great. Okay, now I'm ready for your date of birth.
7-7-1964.
And your social?
151-622-2398.
98. Okay, let me see if we can pull it out. Okay, it looks like your name is Dennis Laurie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I was able to pull up your Medicaid ID, and looks like you're with UPMC, Community Health Services.
Aetna now.
Aetna is, I guess, it's Medicare.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but looks like you have UPMC with under Medicaid. So, yeah, so let me just make sure your first name is D-E-N-N-I-S.
Yes.
Last name, L-A-W-R-Y. And the best number to reach you?
Yes, 445-241-7178.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want any other number to add on file?
Oh, no, that's all.
Okay, just this number, no problem. And, what's your address?
151 North 4th Street.
4th Street? Okay.
Yes,
and that's in Philadelphia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The zip code 19106?
Yes.
Okay. Any minors in the home?
No, just me.
Okay. Okay. And who will be your caregiver?
Lisa Davis.
L-I-S-A-D-A-V-I-S. Is she related to you?
No.
No, okay. And what's her number?
267-971-7974.
74, okay. Now, what do you need assistance with?
Everything.
Everything?
I'm getting
you
old.
You're old and you need help cooking, cleaning, laundry.
Yeah. Laundry, all that stuff.
Do you have any medical conditions that you want to add on file that we need to be aware of?
No, I walk with a cane, and that's about it.
Okay. Okay, so now let me see if I have one of the enrollment specialists available that could transfer you over.
Okay.
And she will be able to start with the application and everything. Also, could you write a number down? The next, you would need to reach out to a broker to schedule. You will need an assessment done. And once you have the assessment, the insurance will approve you hours, that's the amount of hours that the caregiver, Lucy, will be able to work for you every week.
Okay, good.
So, can you write down a number? Do you want me to text it to you, maybe?
I'm ready. I'm ready for the number.
Oh, you're ready for the number. Great. So, the number to reach out for the broker to schedule the assessment is 877. 550. 4227.
Okay, got it.
Okay, great. Now, let me transfer you over to the enrollment specialist. So, they can introduce themselves, and then they will help you with everything, getting the services as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Chance, you over the next minute to Shira. She's an enrollment specialist, okay. So she will be able to assist you further.
Okay.
Dennis?
Yes.
Hi, Dennis. This is Shira from Family First Care. How are you doing today?
Hey, Shira. I'm okay.
I think you just spoke to my colleague.
Yes.
Shandel. Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what you guys discussed, but I'm guessing you're interested in getting onto the waiver program?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you know about it? What previous knowledge do you have? Let's start there.
I have none. I just heard it on the radio, and I've been looking for one caretaker, somebody to help me get it on. And I heard it on the radio just now, so I just copied down the number and called.
Okay. So my question for you, first off, is I'm going to explain everything to you just so you have clarity. Just disclaimer, I'm not out to get you. You do whatever you're comfortable with. You, what you decide to do, we respect. But we do help you out with all of this, okay? What does that mean?
Okay.
We help you get onto the waiver, and then we will hire whoever you'd like to be your caregiver, and then we can process their payment, and the state will provide financial income for them. Okay? Meaning to say they will get paid for helping whoever you choose to be your caregiver. Now, there's a lot of participants in Pennsylvania right now utilizing these services, so in order to make sure you're eligible, you have to go through a series of assessments, and then the county requests financial information from you. All your information is protected. Nobody's out to get you. I say that from one person to another. Like, this is all credible. You have hundreds and thousands of people in Pennsylvania using the service. It's a state-provided program, meaning to say that it's to keep people out of nursing homes or rehabs. It allows, you know, a person to choose family, friends, or, you know, a neighbor to be their caregiver, and the state will cover them for it.
Okay.
Let me just see here. Let me ask you a couple questions before we can continue, just to make sure that I know you are fully eligible to even begin. Let's start here. Okay. So first, let me ask you, what's the reason that you're looking into services?
I need some help.
You need
help? Laundry, to help me drive, to do ironing, everything, you know.
So is it house cleaning that you're looking for, or you physically can't do daily functions? And the reason why I'm asking is because most... Go ahead.
I pretty much can't do too many daily functions.
Are you able to feed yourself, shower yourself, go to the men's room by yourself, things like that?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yes.
To a certain extent, yeah, okay. So if you have a hard time, for example, getting in and out of the shower, going to the men's facilities, feeding yourself, remembering to take medication, all those things are reasons that people would go to the Get These Services. It's for daily functions. And if you can't move around the same way you used to, whatever, like that, you may have the potential of being approved. So I just putting that out there. Now let me ask you, so the county is going to want to know financial information about you. Before I put you through the entire process and waste your time, let me just ask you a couple of questions to determine whether this is something you'd even be eligible for, okay?
Yeah.
So remember, these are not my questions. This is all coming from the county itself. I'm just an intermediary who helps people get onto it. So first I'd like to ask you, Dennis. Okay, do you have more than $8,000 in your savings?
No.
That was a no, right?
No.
Okay. Do you have any life insurance, anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Let me just pull up my sheet so I can ask you the questions in order. One second. Okay. Are you married?
Nope, single.
Okay, were you ever divorced?
Nope.
Do you own your home?
No.
Okay, do you have a burial account agreement?
Not yet, nope.
Okay, any current life insurances? You said not yet, right?
No.
Do you own a car?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is your monthly income over $2,900?
No.
Okay. Do you have a retirement account, 401k?
Nope.
Do you have Social Security, pensions, annuities, anything like that?
Nope.
No Social Security, sir?
I get Social Security, but I don't have no dependents, none of that.
You do get Social Security?
Yes.
Okay. That's important for me to know. Okay. And, all right. So, here's what the county is going to need, okay? Now, remember, the way I do it, you may have, so I would be your coordinator. What that means, my job is to walk you through the process of getting onto the service, and I help you go ahead and fill out whatever needs to be filled out, and it just helps you keep track of all the steps, because in the beginning, it does sound a little difficult, but it's very straightforward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
If your income is lower than $2,900, you could be eligible. The county down the line is going to need a registration of your vehicle. They're just going to need the registration information. Let me just hear exactly. Any registration you own. We're going to need the award letter from your Social Security, okay?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that's going to come up next. The reason why I bring it up now is because it saves us so much time, okay? But they're going to need bank statements, okay? Now, I want you to hear me out, and then if you have any questions or it sounds very overwhelming, I want you to tell me because I'm here to help you, okay? But this is what the county is going to need. They're going to need, from 2020 to 2023, semi-annual statements. What does that mean? They're going to need January and June statements. So that's just two statements per year, January and June, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have any bank accounts that closed since 2020?
Yep.
Okay, you're going to need a letter of closure from those bank accounts, okay? Now, from 2023 to present, 2026, you're going to need all your bank statements, okay?
Yeah.
Now, everybody who wants to get on the service has to do it, has to do this. It's not something that we're making you do at all. It's all